Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Revelation chapter 21, I'll read the first 5 verses. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne, behold, said, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Heaven, as we know it today, must pass away. That's because Lucifer and the angels that followed him sinned there. We also know that it must pass away because sinners, still in their human bodies, are living there. Elijah and Enoch are there right now, Matthew 5:18. And for God to be true and just, God says that there's an appointed time for every man to die and then the judgment. So there must be a time for heaven and earth to pass away. Sin brings death. Often when someone dies, we use the term they passed away. God tells us of a new heaven and a new earth because eternity cannot go on in the current heaven because of the sin that has been there. Now, let me review for just a moment. There are 5 heavens mentioned in the Bible. We have atmosphere. That's what where we live here on earth, that we live and breathe in. You have space. Then you have what was called paradise or Abraham's bosom. Then there is the heaven now. And then you will eventually have the new heaven. God now lives in the current heaven, but he will make a new one. Heaven now is not the heaven of eternity future. Much of what we talk about heaven is in the new heaven. Let's look at this a little closer. Let me say right here, the heaven now is beyond human words in all of its beauty. If you look at Revelation chapter 4 through chapter 20, and you can read about all of the different beautiful things in heaven, the wonderful things that are there, and the people that are there that we have sent on before us. But just understand there is a new heaven coming. Let me give you several thoughts today. Number one, the new heaven and the new earth are mentioned in several places. Isaiah 65, verses 17 through 25. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. And then Revelation chapters 21 and 22. You know, God only has to say something once for it to be true. But for God to dedicate 4 or 5 different passages to nothing but the new heaven, that means it's pretty important. Number two, God will create or make new the new heaven and the new earth. Isaiah 65:17, Isaiah 66:22. God is not just going to refashion what is here. He's not just going to kind of give it a clean bill of paint and a little bit of Bondo here and there. No, he is going to totally remake or make new the heavens and or the heaven and earth that we know today. Isaiah chapter 65, verse number 17, the Bible says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind." Chapter 66, verse 22. "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain." God says he's going to remake them or create them new. He's not going to just refashion them. We sometimes forget that God is the creator. So much of man's evolution causes us sometimes to forget about it. But God says that the new ones will be so great that the old ones won't even be remembered. Number three, when will the new heaven and the new earth happen? Well, we have the next major event in God's calendar will be what we call the rapture of the saved. That is when Jesus comes back and those of us who are saved arise with him. The dead in Christ rise first, then we go up with him. And immediately there following is the 7-year great tribulation. 3.5 years of peace here on earth, and then 3.5 years of God's judgment on the earth. During those 7 years in heaven, that's when we have the awards time or the Bema seat of Jesus. That's where we get our rewards and our rank for the millennial kingdom. And then after 7 years, we come back. Also during that 7 years is the marriage feast of the Lamb. And then after that, we come back with him and rule and reign the earth for 1,000 years of all those that are on the left over on the earth after the tribulation. Then Satan will be loosed for a season, Revelation chapter 20. Then you'll have the great white throne judgment, the final punishment on all of the lost. And then God reveals the new heaven and new earth. What will the new heaven and the new earth be like? Well, there'll be new places, they'll have new atmospheres, but the new Jerusalem will be suspended between them. We read that in Revelation 21, verses 1 and 2. You'll also see it, Revelation chapter 21, verse number 10. The new Jerusalem will kind of be between them. It'll act as the new sun, S-U-N, because the sun, S-O-N, will shine and light both. Revelation chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 5. And in this new heaven, there will not be any more tears, no death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain, no fear, no unbelief, no murder, no adultery or fornication, no witchcraft, no idols, no lies, no more curse, no more night. We find this so many times throughout Scripture. But what will be there? That's where the fountain of the water of life, Revelation 21, 6, and eternal youth will be. It's New Jerusalem will have a 216-foot wall around it with 12 gates and 12 foundations. It'll be 1,500 miles in all directions. Personally, I believe it'll be round like a planet. And the real Word of God will be there, Jesus himself, Revelation 22, 17. I can't imagine how wonderful eternity will be. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day from the Pastor's Heart.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.